Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. A right royal sausage. This is my column for the New Conservative of the 16th of January, 2023. We're being subjected to almost saturation coverage of someone who is extremely unimportant and who seems terribly upset because that awful truth has finally dawned on him. We have him on the front pages, the inside pages, the reviews pages, the leaders and op-eds, and even on the letters pages. I feel it's my duty to subject readers to further coverage of the same, because it might help me to come to terms with how traumatic I find all this, and to find that peace which surpasses all understanding, even that induced by good malt whisky. So here's my truth. The Ginger Whinger, the royal cokehead and former Nazi impersonator, has finally published his book. I've not read it, but since I strongly suspect nor have the authors of the copious reviews I've read, that doesn't disqualify me from having an opinion. The book apparently is only half the size it could have been. The royal wordsmith and raconteur had to decide what to keep and what to leave out. How about none and all of it, respectively, Harry? For that reason, he is threatening a second volume, unless the Taliban can stop him. Revelations old and new abound. Thus we are told again about the inherent racism in the royal family, exemplified by curiosity over the probable skin colour of baby Archie. Frankly, I'd have been more worried about his hair colour. These remarks remain unattributed, but surely some intrepid journalist, as opposed to the cringe-worthy fawning wet blankets who've interviewed him to date, would play a game of who am I with him. Am I alive or dead? Dead, okay, that narrows it down a bit. Am I male or female? Amongst the new revelations is his claim to have killed 25 Taliban. I'm not as surprised by that as I am at the fact that he can count. It was just chess pieces being taken off the board, according to Harry. But I don't recall Garry Kasparov turning up at the World Chess Championships in a helicopter with a mounted machine gun. While war is hell and many people do not grasp the grim reality, the fact that he has possibly endangered lives other than his own is unforgivable. Old soldiers simply do not do this. I was often asked if I killed anyone during the First Gulf War, to which I always responded only by accident. I was in the Royal Army Medical Corps. Then we have Sausagegate with its multifaceted outcomes. On the one hand, we have the unequal distribution of sausages, the edible ones, between the heir apparent and the ginger heir. Perhaps it's just me, but with some of the best cooks and kitchens in the land available to them, the best they can come up with is sausages. Once again, however, it demonstrates that Harry is numerate, and was so from an early age. But these revelations shrink to the size of a chipolata compared with the revelations about the appendage's appendage, the royal sausage. From Arctic Winky frostbite, perhaps he was trying to cool it down after all the action behind the pub, to the purported cure, we are now suffering from far too much information. I cannot be alone in wondering if the Elizabeth Arden incident was a one-off. Was this autoeroticism, or has he really found the cure for Bell End icicles? Although I have twice as much material to cover, I must end this piece in the way that's become traditional, and acknowledge that this still relatively young man has damaged goods. He's been brought up in a family so dysfunctional that the House of Usher would seem like a therapeutic environment by comparison. The tragedy of losing his mother traumatised a nation. How much more did it traumatise him? But that doesn't give him the right to inflict an endless stream of drivel upon the rest of us, and it should not prevent some of us in turn telling him what a ridiculous spectacle he's making of himself. He claims to do it so that he can find peace. I think he should cease and desist for the same reason.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.